So let's review. Since we ended the discussion of the previous daf with the concept of basis l'dav ha'aser, the Gemara explores Rabbi Yochanan's approach to basis l'dav ha'aser. On the one hand, he reported in the name of Rabbi Raimanus, Li hiter Rebbe l'taltel mechta beifar. Rebbe allowed me to move a kli used for burning incense with the old ashes in it, which are moktza, apparently allowing basis l'dav ha'aser. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan permits kilkalova evan b'teicha, moving a basket that has a stone in it, only if the basket also has fruits. Because if it only has the stone and no fruit, it would be a basis l'dav ha'aser. This leaves us with conflicting indications as to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan whether basis l'dav ha'aser is mukta or not. The Gemara has three suggestions for answering this seeming contradiction. Rabasi suggests that Rabbi Yochanan only allowed moving the incense pan when isbe kraten. It still had some usable bits of incense in it. For then it's a basis l'dav ha'aser l'dav ha'amutter. Abai rejects this approach because those little bits of incense would have been completely insignificant for somebody as wealthy as Rebbe. Therefore, Abai suggests that Rabbi Yochanan permitted moving the incense pan, midid ha'agrav shel rei, because it is just like a kli used for excrement that can be moved. Rava rejects this approach for two reasons. One, whereas the grav shel rei is repugnant, the incense pan is not repugnant at all. And even if it were, grav shel rei mikli v'hai michsi, the grav shel rei is open and this is covered. Therefore, Rava suggests that Rabbi Yochanan permitted moving the incense kli because the ashes actually have some positive use that the owner thought about before Shabbos and are not mukta at all. This approach seems to be accepted as the Gemara never questions it. The Gemara then returns to the discussion from the previous daf of reassembling kelim that are made of parts. Rabbi Abba of Rav Huna Bar Chiya permitted it, while Rabbi Shmuel held it as asa. The Gemara asks, how can Rabbi Abba of Rav Huna Bar Chiya allow it if we have an explicit brayso that states, Hamachzer kana menorah b'Shabbos, chayiv chatas? If you reassemble branches of a menorah on Shabbos, you are chayiv to bring a karban chatas. The Gemara explains that although the opinion of Rabbi Abba of Rav Huna Bar Chiya cannot be reconciled with the brayso about the menorah, it is in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and another brayso who holds imho yirafay mutter. If the pieces are loosely fitting, it is permissible to reassemble the kli. The final mission in the parak tells us two halachas. First, you may put a kli under a candle to catch the sparks. The Gemara explains that this is not a problem of mevata kli mechanai, rendering the kli useless for the rest of Shabbos, since nitzaitis ein be'amamish, the sparks are not substantial enough to make the kli unusable. Then the Mishnah says that you may not pour water into the kli under the ner. The Gemara initially thinks that this Mishnah assumes that even gram kibui, indirectly causing a fire to be extinguished, is aser, but then concludes that the concern is that you will directly extinguish sparks that happen to be falling as you pour the liquid into the kli, or as you are placing the kli under the lamp. Although this chashash applies only on Shabbos, the Chacham wore geyser erev Shabbos, otru Shabbos. They prohibited even on Friday, lest one do it on Shabbos. Had melach kira, we have be'ez Hashem completed perek kira. Bameh taimnin uvameh ein taimnin. The first mission in the fourth perek lists those items that are considered to be meisiv hevel. They add heat and may not be used to insulate even before Shabbos. Some of the items on the list add heat whether wet or dry, and others are forbidden only when wet because they do not add more heat when dry.